This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. 97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
I came across this story yesterday and I just had to share it. There's this video that's getting shared around social media of a man who I guess was at his child's hockey game. And we're talking about kids who were 12 years or younger playing hockey in Seattle, Washington.
All right.
On Sunday, so Super Bowl Sunday. And his kid and some other kid on the ice get into some sort of a fight. This dad decides to walk out onto the ice and push the refs down. You know how old the refs were? 13 and 14 years old.
He did not.
And so you see it on the video. The guy claims, by the way, he took off before officers arrived, but they ended up following him, and they pulled him over and arrested him.
They know
him.
Who his kid is.
Now he's facing misdemeanor assault charges.
He says, on a minor.
He's saying, you know, no. I went out there because they were in a fight, and they happened to be pushed down, basically, while I was trying to break up the fight. Well, it's very obvious, even when you see this surveillance video that's, again, going everywhere on the internet. The fight was very much over. This guy was clearly just mad, maybe felt like they didn't handle things the way that they should, and so he was angry enough to go push them. And they did have minor injuries, so thankfully they're not seriously hurt. But this just goes to show how out of control some of these games, these sports have gotten, where parents just go berserk. And these poor refs who were 13 and 14 years old in this case are the ones who are having to deal with these angry parents.
That's a shame. At a very early age, probably one of the worst experiences of my life, my buddy convinced me to come down and help him referee a baseball game because I can make $10 for doing it, and we could use it for beer money. And I decided to go do it, and I really wasn't prepared for the vitriol of adults who were there to watch their kids play ball, and I made a wrong call as a very green umpire, and you couldn't believe how awful that is at that age to have full grown adults screaming at you that they're going to wring your neck. I mean, it must have been awful for these kids. I hope that guy gets banned from ever attending one of those events again. That's awful.
Maybe that's what it will take. There have to be more serious consequences for the crazy parents who just can't seem to shut their mouths.
I know.
You know, I get it. You want your kid to succeed. It is frustrating when you feel like the refs are making a bad call. I mean, that's the case in all sports. It's not just for, you know, youth sports in this case, but all sports. I understand. But at some point, I mean, you just got to realize, like, these are 12-year-olds. I mean,
yes.
Really? We're not talking about the NHL.
Your kid is not Wayne Gretzky.
Well, tell that to the parents. I think that would be very hurtful for them, Carl. They all apparently think that they are Wayne Gretzky and that this is like the biggest game ever of their life. and that they have to make sure that they win this game. And it's just crazy to me how bad it's gotten. And I think that your mention of, you know, maybe this guy needs to be banned, maybe that seriously would be effective. If parents were fearful that they may never get to see their kid play for the rest of the season if they acted up, maybe that would be enough of a deterrent to get them to shut up.
Nothing you say as a parent is going to change the outcome of the next call by the official. And that's why I think it gets them so worked up. Like, you know, when the coaches argue, they're arguing for the next play. The parents want the one that just happened to be overturned because they're so angry in many cases. I've watched it in every sport. I've certainly watched it in basketball, and the parent that's louder than everybody else, and everybody else kind of sits away from them up in the stands because they know what's coming in every game. You know who they are. Mm-hmm. You kind of feel bad for them or their family.
And their kids.
And their kid is usually horrified.
Well, yeah, I'm sure this dad's kid is absolutely mortified that his dad was that angry that he went and pushed the kids.
Who's going to take the kid to the games and practice?
He'll have to drop him off, 100 feet from the building if he has some sort of restraining order.
I don't know. I mean, but what a shame. So the guy's been he's only been charged with a
misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor assault?
Misdemeanor assault charges.
On a kid.
Two charges.
Well, that's true.
But still, I mean, that's a slap on the wrist. I don't know what more you could charge him with.
I'll have to look at the video. I mean, was he trying to get to his kid and just kind of cleared him?
No, absolutely not.
He chucked him to the ground?
They were at the officiating booth trying to assess the penalties.
Okay.
So the fight was way over.
Oh, and he went over to them.
They were at the officials' table saying who got what. One kid had his back to him, and he turned around, and the guy was just there, and he got pushed over and fell on his head.
He shoved him pretty hard. It wasn't like a little love tap.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
People have anger management issues.
You know, these refs in general take a beating. It's not just the youth sports. It's really any of the sport. I mean, think about the Kansas City Chiefs and people feeling like the refs were rigging it for them because they wanted, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce because of Taylor Swift and all these theories that I've heard. And I don't know if there's any truth to that. Maybe. We asked Mike Martz that last week and he said, well, you know, likely not. Could it happen? Yes.
I saw a great meme yesterday with Kelce yelling at the coach, and the caption was, "What do you mean all the money we gave to refs came from USAID?"
That's good. Yeah, it's very interesting. I saw this video on OutKick. That's one of the websites I like to check out for some stories because they seem to have some random stuff on there.
Yes.
And there were these two guys who were talking about how the landscape has changed as it relates to refs because specifically of gambling. Listen to this.
People now know officials' names, and I think gambling has a big deal to do with that. I think people, like, I'll look on X or Twitter, whatever you call it, and they're like, well, so-and-so's and such and his crew is officiating this game, and they've called six holds against this guy. I don't think that's good for the sport. It's here. You're not putting that thing back in the box, but I think gambling's a big part of this.
Oh, I think it's a huge part of it, and you're right. I mean, I think that the old philosophy was with officiating, sweep it under the rug. Okay, forget about it. Don't mention it. Whatever. Controversy, forget it. Don't address it.
Yeah.
The fact, though, is that I think the good thing about the rules analyst right now is that we want to help the fans understand the rules, understand the philosophy of the rules, why things are called. We want to be the ones that admit if a mistake is made, because I think there has to be transparency. And I think that the fans, if they understand the rules and they understand why calls are made or not made, then I think they enjoy the game actually more.
I think if you understand the rules, that does help. I don't do I don't do the gambling. I don't sports bet. That's obviously about to be legal here in Missouri.
Shame on you. That's going to give $100 million to our schools, Kim, and you're not participating.
I don't care about the kids, so.
I know, it's over. So I was shocked to hear in that soundbite you just played, but I know people who are gambling addicts who will bet on anything. So they're now changing how they bet against certain for or against certain teams based on who the officiating crew is?
Yes, and that's what their point is that they're looking at how they've made calls in the past, and I guess they now know the refs' names. Maybe that wasn't as common of knowledge back then. I don't know.
So you know this guy's a stickler, and if he's the one in charge of this crew, they're going to be calling more fouls or more traveling or whatever than they would otherwise.
We knew that in hockey, professional hockey. If we had certain refs, they drop the puck faster or they are more likely to throw somebody out, which will make the game longer. And that they're more likely to call interference penalties or whatever penalties that they're known for.
All right.
Guess that's a thing.
All the time.
Call bets off if you got that bad of a gambling problem, that you're changing how you bet on a team one way or the other based on who the officiating crew is.
If you're betting on refs,
unless you think they're fixing the game, that's just the height of stupidity.
I mean, did people used to know? Was it as readily available, that information about who was reffing a game beforehand?
No,
or you think
not
that's,
far in advance, I don't think.
But you think that's shared more often now because of social media and because of gambling and people want to know which way calls might go?
It's more readily available. You know who they are and they have the stats to see how many calls.
Yeah, some nerd had to do a lot of work to figure out what the number of calls were with this crew versus this other crew. Plus, it's not always the same three or four people. Sometimes they mix up the crews. What do you do then? I mean, that's just, I don't know. I don't get it.
That's why you have individual stats.
Get more at 971talk.com.